If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time to check in with Dean Richards for entertainment news and the Golden Globe nominations just announced. Dean?
We are in award season officially now with Golden Globe nominations coming out. They just were announced in Los Angeles just a few minutes ago. So let me run down some of the top categories for the Best Picture, for example. Best Picture Musical or Comedy. That's how they break this down. Blue Moon was nominated. Begonia. Marty Supreme. No Other Choice. Novelle Vague, or One Battle After Another, that has been winning all the film critics awards so far for Best Motion Picture of the Year, in this case for musical or comedy. For Best Motion Picture Drama, the nominees: Frankenstein, the Guillermo del Toro movie; Hamnet, the takeoff of the Shakespeare drama, how the Shakespeare drama Hamlet came to be. After that, it was Just an Accident, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, and the Michael B. Jordan movie Sinners. So in the top two categories, Bob, your pick of the year, Jay Kelly, the George Clooney movie, not nominated, I'm afraid, for a Golden Globe. I don't put a lot of stock in the Golden Globes. I've mentioned this in the past. People say, "Oh, it's, you know, this is going to predict what happens at the Academy Awards." It has not predicted what is going to happen at the Academy Awards for a very, very, very long time. So,
yeah, but people watch it.
That people do watch it because it's the show where everybody's drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the main reason. But in the category of Best Motion Picture by an actor in a motion picture, George Clooney was nominated from Jay Kelly.
There you go.
So he got his. And by the way, so did Adam Sandler for Best Supporting Actor. Timothy Chalamet, also nominated for Best Actor for the movie Marty Supreme. Leonardo DiCaprio for One Battle After Another. Ethan Hawke for Blue Moon. Lee Byung-hun for No Other Choice. And Jesse Plemons for Begonia. For Best Performance by an Actress, Motion Picture or Drama, the nominees are Rose Byrne, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Cynthia Erivo for Wicked for Good, Kate Hudson for Song Sung Blue, Chase Infinity, the Columbia College alum, her very first motion picture, and she gets nominated for One Battle After Another, Amanda Seyfried for The Testament of Annie Lee, and Emma Stone for Begonia. For best performances in a drama, the nominees are Joel Edgerton for Train Dreams, Oscar Isaac for Frankenstein, Dwayne Johnson getting a nomination for his movie The Smashing Machine, Michael B. Jordan for Sinners, Wagner Moura for The Special Agent, and Jeremy Allen White for Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Best Motion Picture Performance by a Female in a Drama, Jesse Buckley for Hamnet, Jennifer Lawrence for Die My Love, Renate Renzev for Sentimental Value, Julia Roberts for After the Hunt, Tessa Thompson for Hedda, and Eva Victoria for Sorry Baby. Now, the let me see what we've got here. The nominees for Best Television Series, musical or comedy, the nominees are Abbott Elementary, The Bear, Hacks, Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, and Studio. For Best TV Drama, the nominees are The Diplomat, The Pit, Pluribus, Severance, Slow Horses, and White Lotus.
Somebody explain Pluribus and Severance to me, but I do like Hacks. That's a good one.
Hacks is a good one. White Lotus, I think, has been extremely successful through its run. And very interestingly, of all these television shows that have been nominated, only one of them on commercial television Abbott Elementary. Everything else is cable or streaming. For best actors in television, let me see. Do we have these? No, I don't have that. Oh, I do have. No, I don't. I do not have the list of the television actors just yet, but we'll get those and we'll mention those coming up in a little while. So, you know, these are the major categories that have been announced. The Golden Globes this year will be given out on January 11th, and Nikki Glaser will be back as the host. She did a really good job with this last year. But, you know, just my note that I don't put a lot of stock in the Golden Globes. You know, for the Academy Awards, about 10,000 people vote. 10,000 people involved in the industry in their respective categories. Actors vote for actors. Directors vote for directors. Technical people vote for their category of technical areas. The Golden Globes, it's about 400 entertainment critics. So basically 400 dopes like me that are, you know, determining this. It's a very, very small group. It is not people who are working in the industry. It's for people who report on the industry who, frankly, have, you know, they have a lot of agendas. They have, you know, people who have given them interviews. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of reasons that, you know, the reporters give out these nominations to people. So that's why I say I don't think it reflects at all what the Academy may do. Now, the Screen Actors Guild Awards that will be coming out in the next couple of weeks, that's a little more accurate because those are actors voting for actors. Those are industry people voting for industry people. So I put a little bit more stock in that.
Nikki Glaser was great last year, so that's another reason to watch.
Yeah.
Right? And,
yeah.
So President Trump is not hosting the Golden Globes. It's the Kennedy Center honors.
You know what? Anything could happen between now and January 11th.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
And we're talking entertainment news with Dean Richards, and I'm jealous that you got to talk to Albert Brooks and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Albert Brooks is one of my all-time heroes. I have to say I get a little fanboy whenever we talk to him, but he's so cool. And Jamie Lee Curtis is fantastic also. Talked to her many times, and you know, she always speaks her mind. They're both part of this new family comedy which will be coming out on Friday called Ella McKay. It's a story about a young woman who is trying to balance the stresses of her job along with her more than dysfunctional family. Albert Brooks and Jamie Lee Curtis are in it. So are Woody Harrelson, Kumail Nanjiani, Ayo Edebiri from The Bear, among others. You know, the stars that we talked with, Albert and Jamie Lee, give all the credit to the writer and director of this movie, the legendary James L. Brooks.
He's a writer-director, but the writer is the key, because without it, there's nothing to direct. So, you know, he takes a long time to come up with this stuff. He writes slower than anybody I've ever known. So the secret is in putting it down on paper in a way that when you read it, you say, I know what he wants.
But it also checks all the boxes. It's about humanity, ultimately, at the end of the day. I mean, this is somewhat his family story. So he's taking from his own personal family. He had an elder sister who was important. You know, he comes from a family with a complicated father. I come from a family with a complicated father.
You?
And yet it also is a movie that has politics. It also has romance and love and trust. So it's touching on all the aspects of life that I hope, if we're lucky enough, we get to experience, right? The idea that we're here individually in an intimate way, and that we're here communally in a sort of humanist way, where we're all hopefully trying to help each other, you know, row the boat. And so I feel like he also does that masterfully in a way that nobody else is doing, or very few people do.
I love that she refers to her complicated father in that the legendary actor Tony Curtis, who certainly is, he had a very checkered history through the years.
Yes, he did. And finally, happy birthday Saturday, Dick Van Dyke, 100.
Yeah, this coming Saturday, the 13th, Dick Van Dyke will turn 100. They celebrated in his hometown of Danville, Illinois, this past weekend with a premiere of this new documentary that's out, all about Dick Van Dyke's life, that is called Dick Van Dyke 100th Celebration. They had a big doings there at the Fisher Theater down in Danville. He wasn't there. He is, you know, he's 100 years old. He's not going to be traipsing all over the country. He's staying close to his home in Malibu right now, where they are going to have another premiere of this movie, at which he is expected to attend. But this documentary, Dick Van Dyke 100th Celebration, is only going to be in theater for 2 days, on his birthday and the day after, the 13th and 14th only. And let me give you a website you can go to purchase tickets to find a location near you. It is fathomentertainment.com, fathomentertainment.com. You'll see the spot there for Dick Van Dyke Celebration. Click on it. It'll show you a theater near you, and you can purchase your tickets. If you're a Dick Van Dyke fan, I think you'll probably enjoy that.
I hope they put it on a streaming channel eventually.
I talked with the producer over the weekend to see, you know, if that was going to happen. He said right now there are no plans to put it on a streaming service, which is shocking to me, but you know, who knows? We'll see.
Even at 100, I bet he could still trip over that ottoman and not injure himself.
He's the great. He is truly the greatest.
Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.